Okay, the meeting has been called to order. We have present from the audit committee, Jack Van Aken, Don White, Ernesto, Sandy White, Ernesto, I'm sorry, I keep on forgetting your last name. Sandy Wyman, Nia Bediako, Ian Johnson, Jamie Ross, and Lisa Davis. As previous chair of this committee, I'm kind of basically, you know, just passing this on. Hopefully I'll be here for the next 5 minutes, and that's it. I'm suggesting on the agenda the, is there anybody have a suggestion for the agenda besides first, should we actually have a pro temp chair and pro chair?
I was going to say we need a chair pro temp and a secretary pro temp, and I have just forwarded what you came up with, Berthold, if people want to look in their email.
Uh-huh.
I literally just sent it.
Pro temp chair. Oh, you mean as an agenda? You sent a suggested agenda?
Yeah, the thing that... that you sent, that I think Don asked for.
Okay.
I resent that.
I just got it.
Okay.
Me too.
Everybody has that?
Yes. I don't actually have a copy.
You don't have a copy yet. Okay, so can the agenda, may I propose that the agenda be, one, the election of the pro temp chair, two, the election of the pro temp secretary, and three, basically the discussion, I really would suggest that, you know, three would be the discussion of, you know, setting up the next couple of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very important. And then maybe four would be like, I really think, you know, this committee is really working well. And instead of having a formal discussion and just talk about, you know, like those issues on that email, for example, you know, how to, the next meeting to be set up with the finance committee, to discuss uniform general ledger and uniform policies and procedures. So,
and also,
I mean, these are the two issues. After that, you know, everything else, you know.
I'm sorry, Berthold, what was that second issue besides the general ledger?
Policies and procedures. You know, like a very, you know, well-defined policies and procedures. I mean, the Finance Committee and Lonnie Hicks are, like, working hard on this already, so we can probably get a ride on that. So this would be, the five main items. And then the sixth item could be, the job description of all the people at the national office. But I don't think this is a discussion, you know, it just could be like for information. They are in there, in the file section, and if anybody wants it, wants them sent, I can send them to you I'll be off the list, but I can send them to you because I have the email of everyone of the audit committee on my, as a send. I can send you the job description of all the staff, which was one of the things that the previous national board members from the audit committee really wanted.
And I think we should also add to give notice of elections of chair and secretary.
Okay, notice of election. What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Notice for elections for our next meeting.
Okay.
And secretary.
Notice. Okay. Should that be like the third item before defining the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So. The agenda is pro temp chair, election of pro temp secretary, second, third, notice of election, of permanent election of those two, positions, meetings, setting up meetings for the next couple of months, talk about the unified general ledger, fifth, and sixth, talking about the unified policies and procedures. And seven, if there's time, talk about, the files and issues that, we have. Like one of the issues was the due-to-form account. I think maybe that should be the sixth issue, the due-to-form account. And if you look at the bottom of the my so-called attempt to summarize the issues, there's a due-to-form, and then I broke down all the issues, price, political, financial, and all that stuff. So then you guys can discuss that, and I personally feel that, this discussion can go on forever and we should move on. The auditor suggested that, for the past 2 years, the due-to-form have been looking decent, and then we should go from our own and close the previous years. But that's a discussion you need to really have and think about.
I have a proposal, Bertold.
Uh-huh.
At the meeting in Houston...
Can we put the agenda first?
Well, this is an agenda item.
Okay, uh-huh.
I'm proposing an agenda item just to get approval from the group that we have the foundation auditor at the beginning of our next meeting. At the Houston board meeting, he bemoaned the fact that the audit committee of the board and he were virtually never in touch. So I think it would be healthy for this group to have the foundation auditor, Mr. Wisdom, here at the beginning of the meeting, our next meeting, to explain how he thinks. Now, we don't have to follow his advice, but how he thinks we should be functioning vis-a-vis his role and some of the issues he thinks the audit committee should be on top of. We've had him as a guest once before in an audit committee, and it was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point on the agenda, I'd like to have that as the concrete proposal I can make.
Okay. Maybe this should go before the discussing of the uniform general ledger, because I don't think this is an issue, right? I know there's a matter of time he charges, but doesn't charge that much. And maybe you guys among ourselves can discuss how to really take advantage of whatever time he spends at the meeting. Okay. Do I hear somebody moving to approve this agenda?
I move to approve the agenda. The agenda item or the... Yeah, I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, so I'm almost out of here.
A point of information?
Yes.
I went to the Yahoo group list, and I looked under the files, and I didn't see where the... I saw an audit report from 05, but I didn't see the one from, I guess it would be the 06 audit report.
There's nothing there?
I didn't see that there. So that might be one of the things to make sure that we get that audit report.
Okay. Right. So tomorrow, before I log myself out of this Yahoo group, I'll go in there, and I know I have that file, right? It was mailed to me by the auditor. I will load it in there. Okay.
Are you by your computer now, Bertha?
No, I'm on a public phone, like a public place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could you also make a note for the job descriptions that you said that you have?
Yeah. The job descriptions are definitely in there, but I will email them to the group's list besides the Yahoo group.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the files section?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a folder.
The way I usually set them up, I set up folders, and this folder would be job description. Do you want this one?
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So, here no objection. The agenda has been approved. Anyone wants to be a chair of this committee? Anyone wants to nominate someone for chair of this committee?
I nominate Nia Bediako.
Nia Bediako. I hear any other nomination?
I didn't say I accepted or rejected.
Huh? I'm sorry. I thought you nominated yourself.
No, I didn't nominate myself.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And point of information?
Yeah.
I respectfully decline.
And I was going to ask, is it in order for us to elect officers given the absence of, that we don't even know who's elected for the WPFW seats?
This is a pro-temp situation.
It is temporary, right?
So that's why, you should rush to do this. It's just only a one-time deal, at least.
Unless no one else volunteers.
Yeah, I can nominate anybody. I'm not on this committee.
Who was that just spoke?
Bertolt.
No, not Bertolt.
Ian.
Yeah.
Ian? Uh-huh. Were you volunteering, Ian?
I don't know how long this is going to keep going on. I've kind of blocked out like an hour thinking that would be what we're doing. But because I'm so new to the committee, perhaps it would be better to go to someone else.
Can I suggest something? The chair of the committee, his responsibility really is like to get this information and to distribute them to the group and to communicate with the CFO and the auditor, which is a pretty fun, relaxed situation. You know, it's true. There's not ever been any issues.
A sales job.
Jamie, I would volunteer to do it for this evening's meeting, but I'm not volunteering to do it for the rest of
the week. Anything after?
Yeah, if there's nobody who wants to do it for tonight, I would serve as chair.
Well, who's that spoke?
That sounds like
Jamie.
A volunteer.
Is there any other volunteer?
I think we have one.
Okay, so Jamie Ross is the pro temp chair. Do we have to have an election on that, or is the pro temp chair, is that set?
I think there was no other qualified candidates. So.
He won by a landslide.
Yeah.
Okay, a landslide. Okay. So now Jimmy is going to take over, and I can leave, right? I mean, everything is laid out.
Thank you for your service.
The secretary, before I leave, of the committee is the most important position. Because, you know, that information, they need to go to the committee members. There's a lot of information going back and forth. That's the position where there's a lot of work to be done. So, and it really, the minutes of this meeting should go to the committee, like, within 2 days. Because there are a lot of things to follow up and so forth and so on.
Nominate Don White.
That's an exception.
The speaker is loud.
That means
he had to turn his volume down and nominate him.
Don White murmured, so that means he accepts.
Yeah, am I still too loud?
Now you're much better. That's good.
Okay.
Now you can be secretary.
Well, here's the reason, folks. The reason that I've been standing back and not stepping forward is I'm going to be traveling by car to a meeting here in Los Angeles that starts at 7 o'clock. So I'm not a good person for tonight. I might consider that when we elect permanent officers. But I'm going to be muting some and traveling by car to a meeting that starts at 7. So I'm not the best person to take notes tonight.
Okay,
are there any other volunteers for secretary?
Well, it seems like Nia did a really good job sending that file to everyone.
I respectfully decline.
Well, I didn't nominate, I was just saying.
Well, implied. I respectfully decline your implication.
Anyone else, Lisa?
I disrespectfully decline.
Who else?
I'm afraid I'm still working on my KPFA LSB chair, secretary stuff. And
was that Jack?
Chico. No, this is Ernesto, sorry.
Ernesto, yeah. How about Jack?
I'm like overburdened with...
Overburdened?
Yeah, the chair business and all that.
But I'm just going down the line. How about Sandy? so it is.
Hearing no objections?
There?
Sandy, yeah, well, I don't have a computer for one thing where I'm at here, and for another, like I said, I'm going to get as much business done as we can before I have to go.
Okay, well, that's everybody. Have we asked Ian? John? John?
That was me just bowing out.
Okay. So Sandy's in.
Did Sandy say yes or no?
He said a resounding yes.
A resounding yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't heard Sandy's voice.
So,
I'm sorry, I had that muted. I even know it. How about that? No, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to hang through the end of this, I'm sure, unless it's another 10 minutes or so.
Okay,
I thought we were going to meet in about an hour, and I have an NRA meeting coming up here.
All right.
No, kidding aside, I have another commitment that I have to leave for.
Hmm.
National Recovery Administration?
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
not paid away.
If somebody else can
do
speak,
that for
somebody
one time?
Else, pardon, who was that speaking?
Who?
Could whoever just spoke say what you said one more time?
Well, can Sandy start taking the notes like we did before, and then once he leaves, maybe someone can do the rest, and then that would be less of a burden?
I can do that for a few minutes, that's it.
Okay, the other option, I'm happy to be a secretary if somebody else wants to be a chair. Anyone with real leadership capabilities out there? It's just a one-shot deal.
Mia, would you reconsider?
Pardon?
Mia?
Yeah,
Mia,
sure, no.
Huh?
Do you want to be the pro tem chair?
Me?
Yeah, Mia.
Yeah, Mia.
Okay, good.
So you'll be chair.
Okay, that's good.
And I'll be secretary.
Okay. So I'm off, right? Anyone needs me can call me on my cell phone for information, and I'll call back, whatever.
Thank you, Berto.
Wonderful. Thank you, Berto.
Okay,
thanks. Very nice to meet you.
Could we determine mute? What was decided on the mute? Was that
Star 6, I think.
Star 6?
Yeah, and I think.
I'll try.
Star 6.
And Star 6 to unmute.
Jamie?
Yes. Hi, Mia.
I didn't write down what the order of the agenda is.
Okay, the next item is set up next meeting.
Okay, so does everybody have their calendars?
Go for it.
Okay. Do you want to have
Am I muted now, or can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, it's not Star 6.
Maybe it's Pound 6.
Or pound,
Pound 6. Six, six.
A pound 1. Pound 1. Or...
Just start pounding on your keyboard until we can't hear you
anymore. Right.
Does anybody have the dates of the... I can always go to the website. Of the other committee day, of the other committee meeting?
All right.
They don't.
I'm going to go in and take a look. In the interim, what else is next, Jamie?
Then the next thing was the issue that Don brought up, which is to get approval for us to get Ross Wisdom on the beginning of the call for the next meeting.
Okay. So we'll assign how many minutes to that? It's now 8:22. So we want to do about, 5 minutes or so?
Maximum.
Maximum.
It's a short, very short.
Okay. What's next? Go ahead, Lisa.
I would like to make a friendly amendment to Don's proposal because I support
okay.
it, but I would just say maybe not the next meeting since we are still in the process of getting formulated, and I think we might be able to get a little bit more, once we have another meeting to decide more of the direction we want to go, get everybody established in their positions as, officers, and then have the second meeting or something like that, the third. But I support it, but just not at the very next meeting.
Okay. Don, are you in receipt of that friendly amendment?
Well, if I could be recognized.
Yes.
With all due respect, my delightful colleague from New York, Lisa. the reason I would still maintain the next meeting is I think it will help us maybe get organized and have a clearer view. Lisa, you'll recall in, at the Houston meeting, he put out a good report, some flaws around the network, but a basically good report. But he ended that report by saying that his contact with the Audit Committee of the Pacifica National Board has been basically zero. And in the last year, I think he's correct. So I think it would be a good initial contact. It may not be that we're all organized, but we could pick his brain, and one of the questions we could ask him, his opinion, what are the fundamental and profound obligations of a board audit committee? What should we be doing? I think it might help us get organized as opposed to waiting until we're more organized.
And this is Tico here. My only question with this is, any of this best delivered in writing first, and then just a quick, you know, we might be able to do without, you know, maybe interim, in, you know, in between this and the next meeting.
I have a question. Does anybody know how much he charges?
Well, maybe I address that. You know, yes. It does not go without his billing. I can't recall what he bills per hour to do this. So it is a consideration. I could find out and report by email to the committee. I could actually ask him what his per hour billing would be if he were with us a portion of an hour, what it would cost. So I'd be more than happy to be in touch with him and find out.
I mean, I actually like having him here because I have a very inquisitive mind, and I like to ask questions. If I have a report, and I'm sure we'll have questions, he won't be here to answer. So if he's not here at 7:30 or 8 o'clock when we start, maybe we could have him come on later and make that a special order so that we don't waste our money.
I wouldn't have suggested not meeting with him as much as just getting some of it in writing and then actually having the meeting be for just questions, not just telling us the basics. But both, I think both will work. It's just a preference.
Okay, Jamie. So the amendment is to, you were writing that down, Jamie?
Yeah, to put it, the second meeting from this one. That's the amendment, right?
Right, that's right. Basically be it. So we could just get house cleaning issues
right
out of it. But I'm all for him coming and being there. So that's just
right
a suggestion.
Okay, so all in favor of Lisa's amendment to Don's motion. Jamie?
Okay, I call the roll here then?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is to vote whether you want him to come next meeting or the two meetings from now.
Yes.
If you vote yes, you're voting for him to come two meetings from now, not next meeting.
Correct.
So I'll just run through the list I have here. Tico Chassin. How do you pronounce your last name, sir?
Chassin.
Chassin. Tico Chassin.
Yeah.
How do you vote to?
I vote no.
Vote no. Okay. Here, wait. Let me get set up here to do this. Sorry, one second. I do have a computer, but this will be better. Okay. No. Okay. Next comes Don White.
No.
Jack Van Aken.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
Pass me by.
Pass. Okay. Sandy Weinman.
Yes.
Okay, Lisa Davis?
Yeah.
Nia Bediako?
No.
And Jamie, I'm last on the list. I will vote no. And then we have to come back to Ian Johnston.
Yeah, where is that, 4-3?
Yep. I think... that's what it is. Four no's, three yes.
Okay.
Four no's, three yes?
Yeah.
And that's for the amendment being to make this on the second, and without the amendment, we're doing it next time.
Right.
vote? No.
Okay. So the amendment fails. Now we're on to the main motion, which is to have him at our next meeting. Okay, Jamie?
Okay, hold on one sec. I'm sure there's a slick way to do this. Amendment. Okay, let's...
ask for objection.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you could ask, is there any objection?
Any objection? Going once, twice, thrice? Okay. That's it. So he'll be here at the next meeting. Okay, let's go back to the next meeting, the next meeting date. The National Board is going to be meeting when, Lisa?
Oh, very good question. I know we're meeting on Friday, but you talk about the next. Did we set the next meeting date, Don?
The in-person meeting is...
Oh, I'm sorry, the 19th, April 19th.
Okay. Are you talking about the PNB?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the 19th from Washington.
Because I know people will be getting ready to go to that, right? So I'm just trying to pick a meeting date for our next meeting. Do we want to do it before or want to do it after? It sounds like much hasn't been done, so I think we need to meet sooner than later, right?
I agree.
Okay. What will work for me? Will you all... not that I'm going to be the chair, but I could tell you what works for me.
Could I suggest Tuesday? Oh, wait, no, I'm in the wrong month. Sorry.
Are you going to say Tuesday the 10th, Jamie?
There's a committee, the affiliates, I see on the calendar.
Affiliates, okay.
But we can, there's probably no overlap, so. But Tuesday the 10th would be good.
Well, we should try not to overlap. Oh, is there anyone here on the affiliates committee? We don't know that, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, okay, Don, from listening to the stream, you're on all the committees. Will you give me a date? I'll pick on you. I always hear your voice.
Am I still too loud here?
No.
No,
no, you do it excellently. Excellent. Yeah.
Okay, well, tonight is Tuesday, is that? Are we looking at Tuesdays?
Tuesdays are not good.
Not necessarily. Oh, who said Tuesdays are good?
Me. Good. Jamie.
You said good or not good?
I said they're good.
They're good.
They're good.
4:30 is a little early on the West Coast.
Yeah, I was going to suggest.
Oh, no. We're not going to do 7:30. We just need to get to the date.
Well, I was basically looking at the Tuesday prior to the April 19th. That was the 10th, wasn't it? And then what about...
this is Jack. I believe
17th.
I believe that for KPFK, three of us are on the personnel committee at KPFK. I think we're meeting on the 10th.
At what time?
I think that's at 7 p.m.
Say that again?
It's 7 p.m. Pacific time.
What about April 17th?
Wasn't we talking about doing something WBAI-LSD on the 17th, I thought? I could be wrong, I thought.
No. I don't have it. I have anything here for...
No.
Locally.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, you're right, Lisa. The thing was, I had to post... Yes, you're right. I had to post which date is good for us. So the 17th is our local programming committee meeting.
Okay, I remember that date well, because it's my grandmother's birthday, but okay.
How about April 16th, Monday?
Okay.
That's open for me at this point.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
How about okay. So, could I get unanimous consent for April 16th?
Yes.
Fine with me.
One second. I had the Pacifica thing up, and I just realized, I'm sorry, committee. But let's see what else is on here. How about, what did we say April 19th was personnel?
April 19th is the PMD in-person meeting. So we were talking about April 17th.
April 17th,
no.
April
16th. No, 16th. We're now looking at April 16th, Monday.
That's the National Programming Committee.
Right, the 16th is the National Programming Committee. Oh.
The 15th or the 16th? It can't be the 15th is a Sunday.
Yeah, so the 16th, you said that's the National Programming Committee meeting on the 16th.
Well, let's go into the next week then. It'll be afterwards, but... And nobody wants to do the first week in April?
I think that's kind of...
What about the second week? Is April 9th okay with people?
Somebody said the personnel committee is on April 9th.
Yeah, no way.
The personnel is April 9th?
Or was it the 10th?
No. No, that's April 10th at KPFK's personnel committee.
Oh.
The 10th.
Then April 9th is goodbye.
The affiliate is the 10th.
Is the 10th at 5:30 our time.
How about the 11th or the 12th? I don't see
anything. Wait. Did we skip over the 9th? Was there opposition to the 9th? That's Monday, the 9th.
The 9th is the personnel. Somebody said they had their it's the personnel committee.
Oh, no, I think that's on the 10th.
Okay, hold on one second. Checking. Obviously, there's nobody here on that committee. Is anybody here on that committee?
On which committee?
The personnel committee?
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
The personnel committee?
I thought they said that was the 10th, not the 9th.
No, excuse me. I think she's referring to the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee, and on the 10th is the KPFK Personnel Committee, only affecting Los Angeles.
I got it.
But Don, you're on the Personnel Committee, are you? Or?
No, I am not, no longer.
Okay.
How about the 12th? The 12th doesn't see anything that's going on anyplace. How about the 12th?
Fantastic.
Thursdays are not generally good.
Sounds great.
Thursdays are not good for me, normally.
Oh.
But did anybody object to the 9th?
Is Evelyn Bethune on the personnel committee?
Yep.
Either one you guys want to do is okay.
Other than 9th? The 9th is National Personnel. So
oh, it is? The 9th is the National Personnel Committee meeting.
Okay, so we'll do the 12th. How is that?
I won't be able to be there on the 12th. I can't do the 12th.
Okay, so the 9th. Everybody agrees with the 9th? This is taking
That seems to work for most.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so the 9th. Do I get unanimous consent for the 9th?
Yes.
Okay. I hear an ah. Who's that?
I said aye, aye.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And what time on the 9th?
At 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern.
May I recommend 8:30 And that's just because it gives the people on the West Coast who might be working a little bit more of a chance to to get there.
That would make life easier.
8:30?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
8:30? Ready?
Yeah.
Unanimous consent for 8:30, right?
And it gives
April 9th at 8. Okay, thanks. Jamie, what's next, please?
Okay, your next agenda item will be...
Excuse me, just one before we leave this agenda item... If I were to ask the National Foundation auditor to join us at, if we're starting at 8, is it 8 o'clock Eastern?
8:30.
Then should I ask him to join us, let's say, at 9:30 Eastern, and we could have a time certain for his brief stay with us?
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
I'll say yes.
Okay, that's what I'll do then. Thank you.
A special order for 9:30. Okay. What is next, Jamie?
Okay, your next agenda item is going to be discussion of issues. Uniform General Ledger is the next one. And after that, Uniform Policies and Procedures, due to from account.
Okay, and... We'll do on that? It's now 8:39. How many minutes? We'll do 15 minutes?
Yeah, I think 15 is good.
15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa, could you be the timekeeper, please?
Okay. What time is it right? Okay. So that will be 5 minutes before 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's 8:40 right now.
Who wants to speak? Does that Jamie get your name? Would like to speak? Nobody? Meeting is over?
I'll speak. If there's nobody else on the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
If I understand, my question is, for the people who've been on the audit committee, well, I have a comment and a question. My comment is that I've been active on BAI's finance committee, and I believe this is a problem for us. It's not necessarily that the categories aren't the same from station to station, but we don't know how charges are assigned to the various spending categories. It seems likely that that varies from station to station. And even at BAI, it varies from... I recall meetings where it became clear that the CFO had one idea of how charges should be assigned, and the business manager had another idea. So I believe this really is a problem for us. It makes it difficult to track spending and income if the same charge is not always standardly applied to the same category or if the same income source. You know, one of the more recent problems we had at BAI was the major donor category. If I recall correctly, it seemed like we found out last September. Maybe Nia can remember that too many charges were being applied towards major donor, and they should have been applied to listener support. And then what happened was, since they got changed to listener support, all of a sudden we owed more levy to the national, and this changed our budget, and we owed more money to the national, and it was a surprise, and that was problematic. My question is, what role does the audit committee have in this process of developing a uniform general ledger and chart of accounts and system by which we know exactly what kind of charge or income would go to which line? I'm not really familiar with the charge of the audit committee. So if there's an experienced audit committee person, I would be interested in hearing that. Thanks.
Anybody wants to opine or...
Don, are you there?
Yes, maybe I could make a brief statement about it. This is one of the charges to this committee, I believe, is to have financial procedures, to have ledgers, and to have processes and policies that are uniform so that everyone, when they talk about the financial systems of the Pacifica Foundation, there's a similarity and there's a sense that we're all talking the same language. I think the last speaker hit on one of the problems in the foundation is that without uniformity, there's always confusion. Now, we have someone in this committee I hope will address this, Jack Van Aken, who's been on the finance committee of KPFK's LSB. There are even difficulties in knowing, you know, in getting information from for the LSBs to be collaborators in the budget process. But basically, I think the thing is that we need to work, and this committee is being looked to as a leader in this area, we need to work on the most uniform system possible. Now, budgets are different around the network because different stations will have line items for different things, and there will be sometimes expenditures called one thing in a budget in one signal area and something else in another signal area. But when it comes to the processes at the foundation headquarters, uniformity is what we're looking for. And I also think in addition to having Mr. Wisdom meet with us, at some point in the future, we should have Lonnie Hicks come on to a committee meeting and lay out the difficulties he sees in lack of uniformity. And also, it would be good for treasurers of LSBs to have input to this committee. But I'm not an expert in finance. I'm not on the finance committee of our LSB. But I know that in this process, also policies and procedures. For instance, the Pacifica National Board, because of the work of the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee, passed a rule that no member of management can get a reimbursement at the station level unless the receipts and the documentation supporting that reimbursement first goes to Berkeley for review by the CFO and the ED. For a long time, there was no uniformity there. And management people, and I am not suggesting irregularities, it's mainly a process I'm looking at. Management people could order, in a sense, their business managers to cut them checks and give them some kind of a document and say, you know, I spent this hotel rooms, I want to be reimbursed. And because business managers answer to the general manager, sometimes they would cut checks when they weren't totally sure that there was enough documentation. So one of the policies and procedures that the PNB passed as a result of the work of audit and finance was that reimbursement must go to the national office to be signed off on. And that would preclude people taking advantage. I'm not suggesting for one minute that that has happened, but it would prevent people taking advantage and ordering reimbursements for themselves, which are kind of pro forma and not fully reviewed. I'm kind of all over the map here, but I think some other people who may not have been on this committee, but who have had experience with finance could also address this.
Don, can I ask a question? And we don't have to get into the specific details, but was that for a certain dollar amount,
I'm having a little trouble hearing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was saying what you were talking about, was that for anything over a certain dollar amount? Because I thought that, you know, like if it's a $25 expense or whatever, but I thought that there was something about it being a certain dollar amount that they would.
Believe it or not, there was no minimum.
Oh, okay.
That actually applies. Now, the idea was that no one would submit a $5 reimbursement, mm-hmm. but they would collect several. If were smaller reimbursements, they would collect. They would have a collection of those. But actually, that policy does not have a minimum amount.
Okay. Also, one other thing I just wanted to say, if I'm not speaking out of turn, because it seems, from what I recall at the last PMB meeting, and it would probably be good to have this motion, because it seemed like there was a motion with very specific that was passed about how the audit committee and the finance committee needed to work together and to, I guess, adopt some kind of standards. And wasn't there there was a motion that was passed to that, wasn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, this meeting should not adjourn before we identify someone who will be in touch with the Finance Committee chair, because they mandated a joint meeting between finance and audit around the very issues that have been brought up right now.
We must have a copy of that motion as well.
Yes, that motion is fairly straightforward. It calls for a joint meeting of the Finance and Audit Committees to review the issues of uniformity, policies, procedures, and so on. And I think before Bertold got off the call, he said that that was going to be part of an agenda item. I can't remember which one he attached it to. But we must immediately get in touch with the chair of finance to arrange that joint meeting.
Okay. In the minute,
and that meeting is in what city?
It will be telephonic.
Telephonic.
I think.
Okay. Does anybody else would like to speak before I speak? I know that. Not that I'm pushing Citibank. Citibank has their business access online, where whenever you write a check, it will automatically categorize them in the correct general ledger account. This might be something that Ithaca on a whole might want to look into. There's a bank that automatically does it. I mean, it makes life much easier. I'm not trying to put anybody out of a job or anything, but it just makes a person's job much easier. So that's something that I could look into and bring information back in terms of getting some kind of uniformity.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ian in KPFK. I was thinking that, you know, maybe simply having broken down areas of budgeting and then, you know, within that sort of create a numerical breakdown for each line item, for each possible expense, and then have a few for miscellaneous in that heading, you know, as things develop and new situations emerge, so that, you know, we can sort of track things in line item 1400, because, you know, section 1 or 4 or whatever is, you know, we know what that is. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, okay. Like if that was happening from station to station, that would actually be, you know, very helpful if we had some sort of decimal system by which we could track spending from station to station. I don't see why we shouldn't be doing something like that.
How many minutes are left, Lisa?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like...
you lost track?
You got like 4 more minutes.
No problem. So maybe who will be in touch with the chair is LaVarne in finance? Is LaVarne still the chair?
I can be in touch with LaVarne. I believe she is, but I'm not sure.
Who said that?
Who is that that just spoke?
It's Joe Gonzalo.
Oh, Joe. Welcome to the meeting. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
And can you post that as soon as you get it, Joe?
Yeah, so what do I need to do exactly?
Basically, sounds like you need a chart of accounts.
I'm sorry?
A chart of accounts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought we were referring to setting up a specific meeting with...
But when we talk with them, in terms of categories, it would be good to have what they are, don't you think?
So what I mean here... In other words, you want to get from the LaVarne a chart of the accounts?
Just clarity, clarity, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Don White here. You know, it seems that maybe I don't know. I in my opinion only, I think that maybe if he contacts LaVarne and begins the process of organizing this joint meeting between finance and audit, maybe that would be a good first step, and that this could come up in that meeting.
Okay. Is someone trying to speak before I speak?
I was just going to second that. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, too.
We have two more minutes.
Okay. Why can't we initiate this to National ourselves as an audit committee?
No reason necessarily. Just we were planning on making this meeting. That was the item before us.
Yeah, I think that's right, Nia, that we certainly could, but I thought that Joe was volunteering just to help organize a joint meeting. In the interim, we can certainly
work on this
issue as well.
I'm not against having the joint meeting, but I think in the interim, we should let's have something kind of to meet about. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm sort of just saying the better prepared you are going into a meeting, the better a meeting will be, you know, in terms of what you get out of it. I have no objection to that as preparation for the meeting.
So this would be a separate meeting from the one on the 9th, or would it be that one? That same meeting?
That's a good question. That would have to be a different meeting.
Right.
You have to schedule it, yes. That's a good point. But that's going to require the participation of LaVarne, too, right?
Yes.
And
right.
The Finance Committee as well.
So maybe not the next meeting, not the meeting of the, what date did we say now?
The 9th.
Right.
And I can also get a copy of the motion, because I know it was relatively straightforward, but it just seemed to me like there was maybe a little bit more into that, because I thought there could have been like a time they were proposing by and all this stuff, so I could just, you know, get a copy of the motion anyway. That was passed.
Okay, so I'll volunteer to contact National to see if I could get the Charter of Accounts in time for our next meeting.
Okay.
Well, not
excellent.
Next meeting, but with what's your name? LaVarne, right?
Right.
Okay. Is that it on this topic, or someone else needs to speak? Okay.
Just to clarify.
Amy?
We're at time.
As your secretary, could I clarify something, make sure I write it down correctly? Nia,
yes,
you're volunteering to get the chart of accounts from National. Is that correct?
Correct.
And
yes.
Joe, you're volunteering to work with LaVarne to organize the joint meeting. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks.
What's next, Jamie?
Okay, your next agenda item is... That would be... Well, discussion of issues, uniform general ledger, and then the next one is uniform policy and procedures. I don't know.
Uniform policy and procedure for audit?
I don't know. I just have uniform policies and procedures.
No, I believe we discussed much the same item just now. It's accounting policies and procedures. It's the same thing as the general ledger inconsistencies between the stations.
Yeah, accounting policies and procedures.
Yes.
That's good. So that was quick. What's the next one, please?
Okay, then I think Ben Berthold put in something about another discussion of the due-to-from account. I'm not sure what that is. It might be a subset of the policies and procedures.
Anybody know what a due-to-from is?
Would you repeat that? It's what? What did he say?
Due-to-from account.
Due, that would
I don't
be
know,
accounts
it's a,
payable.
It's a way of setting up
from.
An account that has been suggested. That's what I understood Berthold to say. And it's probably part of the uniform policies and procedures.
Yeah, I would think it is, because that's getting into like the very technical stuff of what, and we don't even have the reports yet that we need to look at.
Could that be the inter-organizational transfer?
Pretty much, yeah. Just about a paragraph down in the bold attempt summarizing issues, and so it is interdepartmental transfers.
Okay.
So due to from account is interdepartment.
Yes, and okay. Would you all like me to read that section, or
yes.
Would we know?
Sure.
So So Bertolt writes, so this is Tico. Should we start looking from fiscal year as of 9/30/05 and just agree on closing all reserved items from prior years? And then in the background for this is prior to the previous couple of fiscal years, specific goods books were not kept properly. Therefore, the finance department made adjustments as best as possible to reconcile. Political dynamics. Some stations may have dished out much more money and feel the solution is not fair. Further, it might hide how badly other stations may have performed and how much they were helped by finance department. The financial dynamic is that it would take a lot of money to pay someone to go into the minute details to reconcile. And then Berthold's take, and this is the last piece, it might be best to focus on process and procedure going forward to avoid political stalemate. We focus on establishing policies and procedures and checks and balances so people will not feel threatened by and therefore would honestly participate in. I'm thinking 5 to 7 years from now, not tomorrow.
I see. That's in the body of what I emailed to you.
Right.
All the
tips, yes.
Some issues. It's in the middle. Well, is that, yeah, about the middle. Due to / from. Okay. Do with this. Maybe we should table this for the next meeting because I really don't know much about it, obviously. And I don't like to speak about something that I don't know anything about.
I think we do need to do some backgrounding on this. And maybe I could do a little bit of background on this. I don't have it in front of me. I'm a little confused about what Bertolt is getting at there. But I can call him. And I could also call other members of the committee from last year and get some background on this agenda item and present it at the next meeting.
Yeah, I think.
Can I make one suggestion also?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask if we could possibly, these dynamics that Bertolt identifies. It's difficult to evaluate the financial dynamic in the terms of a lot of money. Be nice to know how much if we had a projected impact of having somebody go back and do that to deliberate upon.
Okay, so I think basically we're all saying that we need to discuss this at another time. So do you have that, Jamie? I guess you could just cut and paste that in your minutes.
What that paragraph from this email?
Yeah, that you too, whatever that is.
Okay, discuss at length at the PNB meeting. Okay. Sure.
Okay. Next item, please.
Your next item, we're getting towards the bottom, is a job description of national office personnel.
I don't know how that's pertinent to us. I did ask.
May I make
that.
A quick comment about that?
Yeah.
A very, very quick comment.
Quick and low,
believe,
John.
Pardon me?
Please. Quick and low,
am
please.
I too loud? Am I too loud?
You're never loud, Don.
am I speaking too loudly?
Now you're good.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
Job descriptions came up in this committee when a proposal was made to retain independent auditing services for the 5 signal areas. Then it was pointed out to us by some that there already is on staff in Berkeley, there are people who do auditing at the local stations. And the individual's name, you'd recognize it if I said it. He's on Lonnie's staff there. So we thought it would be helpful for us to know what does the financial team in Berkeley. What do they do? What is each of their jobs and their mandate? And to what degree do some of them put in time auditing local stations when our foundation auditor is doing the foundation books in a more general way? So we did get those job descriptions, and we have them. So I think what we need to do is to distribute them, and then people can see how the national financial team in Berkeley spends its time, theoretically, at least according to their job descriptions. I think that was how it was pertinent to this committee.